Front page of the Herald Sun. This is the story of Cody Herman, 21, who was yesterday jailed for a maximum of 36 years, but will be eligible for parole when he is 50 years old, given time already served. Mm. I have an observation, but you have an observation.
And a comment.
But you should go, because you were telling me yours, and it's very good. Tell me, go to the stats man.
Right, the stats man. Let's say Cody Herman lives to be 85, which I think is probably...
About par?
About par. He will serve 30 years if he gets out on parole, which means that 55 years of his life as a free man, that's arguably about two-thirds of his life.
Yeah.
So he has served, he will have served one-third of his life in prison.
Two-thirds not.
Two-thirds not for taking away 100% of somebody else's life.
Right.
Now, is that morally fair?
Right. Okay. I like it. Can I give you mine?
Go on.
The judge sentencing him, Justice Elizabeth Hollingworth, called his crime appalling but said it did not warrant the maximum penalty. In other words, there is a gradation of murders.
Yeah, a bad murder and a murder.
A not-so-bad murder.
Yeah.
My question is this. Why is sentencing for murder conducted on a graded scale? Why is it not conducted on a threshold? That is... Why do you weigh up every murder that comes before the court and says, oh, this one should get 36, this one should get 18, this one should get 21? Why don't you have a threshold at which you say, once it gets to the threshold point, you're in jail for life and you never get out? Why is there a gradient?
I think it's...
I'll tell you the problem.
Go on.
It's run by lawyers. And you and I are ex-lawyers.
Yeah.
But no one gets involved in this whole process other than someone who has at some stage of their life been a lawyer. Now, what about...
Or a politician.
What about Cecilia, the citizen, who gets... Why doesn't she get a say to go, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean it's not a sufficient murder to warrant... Sorry, you're saying that there's a gradient.
Yeah.
No, that's not the way that people think out here. People think... Once a murder gets to a certain threshold, you're in jail for life and you never get out. You know why? Because we are a very benevolent society. Because you know what? We're not going to kill you.
Well,
in lots of places in the world, you would be executed.
Well, as Judge Michael Kelly once said in a talk he was giving, and he spoke with a bit of a lisp. And
well, he thought it wasn't a lisp, but it was a... Was it a lisp? Or
yeah,
was it,
sort of.
Yeah.
But he said... something about, you fellas don't know what threat is until you've acted for somebody who might be convicted and strung up.
Did he say strung up?
So, the point being that all murderers were hanged at one stage.
Yeah.
And then
we got kind.
With the abolition of the death penalty, the court started to get clogged up with people pleading not guilty. Damn them. So what they say is, all right, you nod the head and we'll give you a bit of time off. We'll give you some hope in your life, which you didn't give to the victim you murdered.